Welcome back to the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. Today we are looking at a tax code section that works alongside Section 1245. It is called Section 1250. If Section 1245 is the category you want your property to land in, Section 1250 is the category you are trying to move property out of. Let me explain. When you own a building, every depreciable component has to be assigned to a category. That category determines how many years it takes to write the cost off on your taxes. The two main categories for business property are Section 1245 and Section 1250. Section 1245 covers personal property and certain other shorter life assets. That is, the faster category, 5 years, 7 years, 15 years. We covered that in a previous episode. Section 1250 is the residual category. It covers depreciable real property that does not qualify as Section 1245 property. In plain words, it is everything else. The building structure, the walls, the foundation, the roof, the general systems built into the bones of the building. All that lands in Section 1250 by default. And Section 1250 property depreciates slowly. Commercial buildings take 39 years. Residential rental buildings take 27 and a half years. Here is the practical problem. When you buy or build a property and do not have a cost segregation study done, the IRS defaults most of the cost to Section 1250 treatment. Everything gets lumped into the building, and the building writes off slowly. You get a relatively small deduction each year, spread out over decades. A cost segregation study changes that picture. An engineer walks your property and reviews your construction records. The goal is to identify every component that belongs in a faster category: specialty wiring, decorative finishes, certain plumbing connections, site improvements like parking lots and landscaping. All of those can move out of the Section 1250 bucket and into 5, 7, or 15 year classes under Section 1245. The smaller the Section 1250 residual, the bigger your early year deductions. Every dollar that moves from 39 years to 5 or 7 years is a dollar you deduct much faster. That means less tax now and more cash in your hands today. There is another piece worth knowing. Section 1250 property is not eligible for bonus depreciation under Section 168K. Bonus depreciation is a powerful tool that lets you deduct a large share of qualifying property in year one. But it only applies to property with a 20-year or shorter recovery period. Section 1250 property at 39 or 27 and a half years does not qualify. So when a study moves property from Section 1250 into Section 1225 territory, it does two things at once. It shortens the depreciation life, and it opens the door to bonus depreciation. Those two benefits together are what create the large first-year write-offs that make cost segregation so valuable. Think of Section 1250 as the starting line. Without action, everything stays there. A cost segregation study is the process of moving as much qualifying property as legally possible into the faster lane, and leaving in Section 1250 only what truly belongs there, the structural elements that are real property through and through. That is Section 1250, the slow depreciation category for real property, and the bucket a cost segregation study works to reduce. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. Explore the full authority library in your report to see how these rules connect to your property.